Hello, hands. This is the brain. Are you responsible for us showing up at Rita's in our birthday suit?
Liberating, don't you think? We're au naturel in honor of Rita's new all-natural Italian ice. Fresh flavors like banana, pineapple, orange, and strawberry. Outrageously tasty.
Listen, Rita's all-natural Italian ice is made with simple ingredients like cane sugar, water, and fruit juices. It's not an invitation to show up completely naked. They will not be amused.
Okay, we'll put on some gloves.
That will not be enough.
Welcome to AMC Press and Co. We welcome you whether you're on planet Mars. This means aliens can hear us. Brilliant. We wondered where those came from. We were all talking about it in the office. Short notes. Very quickly before we begin, we are an affiliate of Blog Talk Radio Network. We would like to express the views and opinions of the hosts are not shared with any affiliates or sponsors. View discretion is advised.
Well, well, well.
And we got
that back. What?
And we had dead silence there for a second or two.
And we got dead silence. This is not our fault. However,
I'm here. Redwood's here. Everybody's here.
Well, I'm here.
Almost everybody's here.
Johnny's here. We do have a bit of an announcement to make. We are hosting the Readability Film Festival from March 10th through the 16th. And how can you get in the fun? Well, if you live in the Toronto area, or before then, if you want to go to the film festival, that is the Readability Film Festival, which is probably the largest film festival in the United States of America for people with disabilities, and it's a great lineup this year.
We'll be talking more. I think we might have a little something for you.
Well, we're halfway through the announcement, Johnny. This is not going to help. However, we do have a little something for you in return. If you want to get tickets and you don't want to pay full price, but you do want to get a 20% discount, we have a nice discount for you, which is, enter the code RFFAMCPressCo, that's RFFAMCPressCo, in which gets you a free discount to any general screening at the GCC. On Wednesday, we will be going forward with telling you some of the films and shorts, and Allison will be back on. And go get your tickets now. They're selling out. And so, yes, on with the show. Facebook. Where art thou, Facebook? Well, the Huffington Post is basically, reporting that the non-profit I'll get you on Facebook. We knew this about a year ago when we started, you know, really getting our butts in gear with the program. But if you go on to facebookfornonprofits.org, you can actually, you know, get your stuff made in the shade. Facebook has spawned its own neoliberalism called Slacktivism, but now Facebook is making it easier to also fundraise and get more donors involved in tangible ways through nonprofits.fb.com, a new site for nonprofits and NGOs. The fact that is that there's a surprising amount of people using Facebook as their go-to for a social ad or for a statement. And it's brilliant because more and more and more people are actually getting on with it, getting on with a lot more things. Regarding nonprofits, and it's kind of cool that they're doing this, because so many people are hitting that site that it's rather insane. And just amazing. But now they are pretty much doing what they need to do regarding stuff. Regarding regarding nonprofits. So yeah, it's a great thing, and it's an awesome kind of thing regarding them. If you have a nonprofit and would like to gain more attention about that, head on over to this website. It will help you out in a very big way. They have step-by-step guides. I'm even looking into it for this program to get us out there. We have big news on the way regarding stuff. And we can't release that yet, but we can release the Real Villages Film Festival. Now, also, in terms of disability news, well, workplace claims are on a record high, right, Johnny?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure, why not?
There have been several complaints of disability-based discrimination on the rise that are hitting an all-time high from the federal officials. In the U.S., this week, in the U.S., Equal Opportunity Commission said that the charges of job bias and related disability rose 6% in total of 26,969 for the school year of 2015. But it's been the highest number in decades, which comes after the two straight years of decline. All the disability-related claims last year were resolved in favor of the person who brought the complaint. The EEOC, with the agency collecting nearly 129 million in momentary benefits for those harmed. In total, the EEOC received almost 9,000, just under that, of workplace discrimination last year, and disabilities played a role in nearly a third of them. The EEOC began...
Actually, that number is higher than that.
Oh, yeah?
Almost 90,000.
Yeah, almost 90,000. Could you believe that? Almost 90,000. what are they doing?
What?
I mean,
like what? What is going on over there?
I mean, I just don't know. I mean, like, when you fill out a job application, what in the world do you do? You sign your name, you sign your stuff, you ask your how much you want, and then you basically say, I want to go into the interview. Oh, wait, you're disabled. But on the bottom of every job application, it says equal opportunity employer, not discrimination will be held at the door. Thank you very much for coming, but we're not going to take your application. Somebody else will. You know, the agency also monitors employment discrimination complaints related to race, color, sex, age, pregnancy, genetic information, and national origin. So, you know, I would think that in the fact that you have a discrimination claims high, you'd think that you'd want to do something a little bit more about that, right?
It's like you would think, we gotta change this.
I mean, you have to change it, because if it's being reported on Wednesday, this Wednesday, and it's this last Wednesday, and it's Monday now, 3 days later, you've got to do something about it. For more information on this, guys, head over to Disability Scoop. That's where we picked up the article. A link of that will be on our website. Yes, you can go to our website. It's getting, you know, an update and all of that.
Getting all polished up and shiny.
But it's amazing how many things, you know, on a daily basis, in job discrimination, and it's not just one thing anymore. It's a combination of things. And it's sad, really, because it's good in the fact that you can get self-employment, but it's worse off in the fact that when you have a disability, it's harder to even gain work. And there should be more done.
Hard to gain work and actually keep a job.
Right, and they don't think that people with disabilities can actually keep a job, so what do? They pretty much make sure that...
They pretty much put you on, like, the bottom of the barrel.
Right, they put you on the bottom of the barrel, and then on top of that, they literally they do, you know, it happens, I think, in everywhere. I mean, they just don't, I don't think, people quite get that, you know, and it's an issue in the fact that when...
I'm okay, guys.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Good. I think it's an issue, really, of it being a thing of not knowing. And then on top of that, not getting the proper help. I mean, there's so many agencies there's so many agencies out there that really try to, try to do the right thing, but in the end, they just don't, you know. It's not right, you know. It's just not. But let's hope that people actually commit to that. However, we have an update on a news article that we reported about a person with autism and his meltdown. There's a plea case that has been reached. Basically, this person, there's felony charges applied against Paul Gordo, an 18-year-old with autism, which has been reduced to a misdemeanor, thank God. The plea deal in Monterey Superior Court places Gordo in probation while receives irritative behavioral therapy in an out-of-state facility and promises restitution to pay the victim's medical expenses. Both Terrence, Steve, and Susan Gordo are relieved that their son won't be tried on a felony charge, which included a strike enhancement for causing greatly bodily harm to a woman outside a library near Monterey, California last July. The fact that it's okay to be still angry with the system. However, one thing that we're not happy about is Paul exhibiting the behavior of his disability is really not under control at that time. We're so glad that we don't have to sell a house to pay for a criminal trial. Well, honestly, of course, you don't have any control over autism. It does what it does. However, the entire thing is interesting in the fact that the best defense is exactly what happened. You know, he was at a library. He the case is being followed from about 13,000 that signed an online protest petition that basically brought charges against the Monterey County district attorney to criminalize autism. How dare you criminalize autism? And, what are you trying to do? It doesn't, you're not making sense. You can't just do that and expect to get away with it. Autism is a condition in which there is no cure for. And taking that and, making making it pretty much, it's unacceptable to do that. We're rooting for you. That's really all I have to say about that. However, now we're moving on. moving on, we have...
What do we got?
Moving on, we have more Facebook stuff. Carrying on with more Facebook stuff. Whatever you do, don't ignore Facebook's privacy notifications. Why would we want to do that? Oh, yeah, because of Facebook, even though they're doing really good things. Why do we want to do that? Well, Facebook is rolling out a notification that to smartphone users that you shouldn't miss. If you use the company's official app, you may soon receive a reminder to do a privacy checkup. To opt into the privacy checkup, you'll need to go through three simple processes that will help you understand how you share information on the social network. The privacy checkup was first introduced in the desktop version, but that was back last year.
That was way back in 2014.
All right. But here's how it works. You might see a little blue dinosaur in your newsfeed that suggests that you run the checkup.
But the mobile
run the checkup. Don't be stupid.
But the mobile edition? That's brand new.
Yeah. Run the checkup. Don't be stupid. Do it. However, in the next screen, Facebook will display some personal details of which you don't want to show. Maybe you want to show this, that, and the other thing. It'll go through the same thing the desktop version does, but this is for mobile. Keeping the fact that you'd rather keep out of your private life, good. But if you don't care about this, don't do it. But we do suggest that you do it so that you can protect your sanity.
I suggest you do it, even if you don't want to do it, or else you're going to protect your butt from your stupidity.
Yeah, protect the... Making sure that you... Making sure that you don't...
Make sure you protect your butt.
Yeah, protect your butt.
Or you'll regret it later.
Yeah. Don't be the person who goes, oh yeah, I'm not gonna push my butt.
I should have done that.
Yeah, I should have done that.
I party picture public. Oops.
Yeah, right. Exactly. There is just so much that you know there's just so much that you don't know that can't hurt you, you know. That you kind of...
Then again, I don't use the Apple on my phone anyway.
No.
That just drains your battery.
Yeah, you know, there's many things that drain your battery. There's other things that,
I mean, it drains it by a lot.
What, Facebook? Yeah.
Yeah, Facebook app on your Android.
Right. I mean, on any phone, it's one of those things that is, well, not the best. Um,
So just do the privacy checkup.
Do the privacy checkup. Just don't.
Make sure everything's all locked down and.
Yeah.
Who you want to see.
Make sure. Make sure that you know, you can actually, you know, go on your private life and public life in the same way. You know, that's the best thing. However, you know, moving on.
Carrying on.
Grammys. Yeah, the Grammys and disabilities. Stevie Wonder reminds us that there should be more accessibility for people at the Grammys, whether you're on stage or not on stage in the audience. He teased that he was the only one that could read the winner's card because it was written in Braille. You can't read it because it's in Braille. However, the fact that he got the singer who is blind, if you didn't know that Stevie Wonder was blind, where have you been? You want to say, before I say the winner, we need to make every single thing accessible to every single person with a disability. And then, subsequently, you present the Grammy to Ed Sheeran for Song of the Year for Thinking Out Loud. So it's a brilliant, brilliant thing. However, you know, I guess that's our show.
We didn't have anything else.
Yeah, we didn't have anything else, but we'll be back on Wednesday, and the full crew will be back on Wednesday. For now, it's me and Johnny signing out. Have a great night. Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Night. Bye.
'Hello, hands. This is the brain. Are you responsible for us showing up at Rita's in our birthday suit?
Liberating, don't you think? We're Au Naturel in honor of Rita's new all-natural Italian ice. Fresh flavors like banana, pineapple, orange, and strawberry. Outrageously tasty.
Listen, Rita's all-natural Italian ice is made with simple ingredients like cane sugar, water, and fruit juices. It's not an invitation to show up completely naked. They will not be amused.
Okay, we'll put on some gloves.
That will not be enough.
Be cool, eat a Rita's.